What's better, to be cheesy or to be corny? Let's find out as we go back to the 90s. I'm your host, Darian. Right after this break, we are flashing back again to 1992.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Why doesn't the hero reveal himself and tell us all your real name? You do have a name.
My name is Gladiator.
Back in the day, on Thursday, March 12th, 1992, Russell Crowe was ready for battle. He wanted the number one spot at the box office. The Challengers, New Line Cinema's The Lawnmower Man, and MGM's Once Upon a Crime. In a surprising upset, all three were defeated by...
My name is Wayne Campbell.
This is my best friend, Garth Elgar.
There was no stopping Mr. Big, who had the number one song in the country for three straight weeks, To Be With You. And the battle was on between the Fox TV network and NBC. The Cosby Show versus The Simpsons. The winner by 1 point, The Simpsons. Time to go, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to find out what happened to Lisa Bonet of A Different World. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 90s flashback.